Duly Noted, a health and care podcast, is the official podcast series of Duly Health and Care. Each podcast features physicians or team members discussing groundbreaking topics and innovations that help listeners reimagine and better understand an extraordinary health and care experience. On the podcast today, Dr. Paul Merrick, Duly Chief Physician Executive, is speaking with Steve Nelson, Duly's Chief Executive Officer.
Hello, everybody. I am thrilled and excited to introduce the first Duly Noted Health and Care podcast. My name is Paul Merrick. I am the Chief Physician Executive at Duly Health and Care and co-chairman with my friend and colleague, our Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Steve Nelson, who is my inaugural guest for the Duly Health and Care podcast. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks. Yeah, this is exciting. Hello to you and everyone listening.
So, Steve, the reason I think we wanted to do this is we wanted to create a more personal inspiration and deeper understanding of what the world of Duly Health and Care is all about. And so it seems super logical to invite you to be our inaugural guest. You've been here a little more than 18 months, I think, and it's been a whirlwind 18 months. Tell me, your last position was on the payer side, I think, as most people know. Tell me a little bit about what differences you noticed the most being on the provider side now versus the payer side of healthcare.
Sure. And I'm excited to start the podcast and have you lead it. And I think we're trying to figure out how can we more effectively communicate all the super cool things that are happening and are being planned at Duly Health and Care. So yeah, excited about this inaugural one. I think your question is an interesting one. I've actually been asked that question several times, and I think I've probably given a bunch of different answers to it. But, you know, the thing that I think everybody, I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming that everyone would be satisfied if I said, oh, it's dramatically different. Payers do this, but we do this. But I have to tell you, you know, honestly, because I started on the provider side first 10 years in Detroit with the Henry Ford Medical Group, and then with companies like United Healthcare, and now, of course, back in the provider side. And honestly, everyone's trying to solve the same problem, just kind of from a different angle. And so I think there's actually more similarities than people might think. However, you know, we're clearly closer to delivery of care and closer to the patient, closer to the realities of what physicians and clinicians are going through and how patients experience the delivery of healthcare, and actually how payers and other elements of the ecosystem kind of create either positives or negatives kind of in that delivery of care. So there are some differences, obviously, but all in all, there's probably more similarities than differences, actually.
So it's interesting. Last Wednesday, we invited Sean Gill into our senior management team meeting to talk about our contracting strategy. And I thought the idea of having several people from the payer side working together with us clinicians and physicians is really an opportunity to broker a different type of conversation. Sometimes back when I worked with our past administration, I felt like one of my jobs always was to be an interpreter between physicians and business leaders. And I think that yourself, Sean, Andrea, some others have had the privilege, the opportunity of serving in that role for us on the providers, because it's easy to sometimes look across the fence and direct some blame or not understand what their challenges are. And it's much more important to reach across and figure out a way to solve problems together, as you just shared.
No, I think is a great point. I think the bringing understanding and communication closer together, I mean, everyone plays a critical role. You know, it'd be very difficult to deliver healthcare without the financing vehicle that payers provide, for example. And so I think better understanding each other's points of view is actually a powerful opportunity. So yeah, totally agree.
So having been away from the provider side for really, I guess, a couple of decades, what has surprised you the most, and maybe the differences of 20 years ago? And maybe what are you most excited about and proud of that we've accomplished together in the last year and a half?
So what I've been most surprised about is how much I love Chicago. I don't know if that's the answer you're thinking, but I have a condo in the city and, you know, make the drive out to Downers Grove. And I have absolutely fallen in love with Chicago. So that surprised me.
I remember when we were talking, and you're a Minnesotan, and we're trying to recruit you to come work alongside of us, and I encourage you to move down south to Chicago. Today is a blustery, wintry day, and I hope I didn't sell you a bag of goods.
No, I love it. I love it. Winter is supposed to be real. It's the best winter. So duly, you know, health and care. I think, honestly, what kind of surprised me is that 20 years later, or 25 years later almost, from when I first started in healthcare and in the Medicare group setting, the thing that surprised me is like actually not a lot has changed. And that's not a good surprise. You know, that's sort of a, wow, why is it that it's so hard to innovate in healthcare and particularly on the delivery side? And so I think what's, you know, so I'll kind of go to the second part of your question. What I'm excited about is the willingness of our team. And when I say team, I mean physicians, I mean leadership, I mean clinicians that, you know, are part of the clinical team. I mean, non-clinical support team members, everyone has rallied around this idea of we can do it better. We can innovate, we can collaborate, we can challenge the expected, and we can use this lens about helping humans flourish to be our North Star, if you will, and say, hey, look, if you know, we're not here just to do it the way it's always been done. So I have actually felt a rallying around that idea. And that is much more difficult than saying, well, let's just kind of tweak it around the edges. I see people saying, nope, that's actually unacceptable. Let's try to do it different. And so surprised that there's still places that use clipboards to check people in, but excited about the fact that we're trying to really get after change.
Yeah. To me, when people ask me as a quote unquote founding physician of DuPage Malka Group about the name change, it's really about exactly what you just said, which is we're planting a flag in the ground and we're telling ourselves first and our collective communities and really the whole healthcare ecosystem that we're going to get after it and we're going to do things in a fundamentally different way. So I know that you have been really great about trying to get out to 120 different sites and see some of our frontline clinical workforce. Can you think of somebody you ran into recently that sometimes you say, what gets you out of bed in the morning? What gets you excited? Where you saw somebody and you just could feel, almost taste that they were passionate about being part of the Dooley family and providing healthcare in a differentiated way. Did anybody stand out to you in the last few weeks or so?
Well, I'll keep names out of it, but I ran into several people who make me feel that way. Paul, it's probably one of my favorite things to do. I also get a shared dose of reality, which I want, you know, which is, hey, you know, we could do so much better if we could just fix this and that, you know, so I'd love to hear that too. But the overarching kind of thing I see and I feel kind of this resilience, this collaboration, I see evidence and a lot of examples of courage, I see innovation. I see humility too, which is this idea of trying to learn how to do it better. And so, you know, I ran into a couple nurse practitioners actually who said, hey, you know, we love what we do, but we could do so much better if we could be more involved in certain, you know, communication or more involved with some of the physician meetings, for example. I was like, that's a good idea, you know, and there's been other times when I was talking to some folks that are welcoming people into the clinic and then, you know, they're like, man, we're super excited about, you know, everything is going on, but it sure would be great if we could get sound out of our computer terminals, you know? And so I usually get a little balance, but overall this idea of kind of this resilience and courage and, you know, we're sort of one team is really, it's actually humbling because I know it's not easy. It's not easy to try to do, especially during the pandemic and all the challenges that we've had just generally in healthcare, but also it's been a tough couple of years for sure. And now we have staffing and other things kind of on top of that. And so I just am incredibly inspired and grateful are the feelings that I come away with. And then it makes me want to go back and with, you know, the senior leadership team and say, we have got to do better. We have got to fix this. We have got to go challenge that. And then hopefully every sort of week, every month, there's some things that get better. And so anyway, those are some of my experiences.
Yeah, it's hard for me not to call out specifics. I, like everybody else, got swabbed multiple times, and the COVID testing team standing outside in the cold, remarkable. There's a young man, his name was Paul, actually, which is a fine name, and he is in his gap year between college, great student, and on his way to medical school. And what better way to understand the importance of healthcare than making that sacrifice, going outside and doing the hard work during the pandemic. But there are many others, to your point. Everybody in our primary care side, our immediate care side, I love the team at our ASC that just sort of persevered. We were actually the first ASC to open up a year ago, May, in the pandemic, and the courageous people who showed up to work not knowing exactly what was going on was a remarkable inspiration. And there's just endless people that you could call out directly. So as we're sort of winding down, I'd like to take a second to ask you, so it's a new year, 2022. Did you make any personal goals or specific goals for the collective us? And if you don't mind a multiple layered question, what goal would you encourage the collective Dooley team, particularly the frontline workers, to consider as we support our company's mission going into this, really the third year of the pandemic?
Sure. New Year's resolutions, I know a lot of people, they're easy to make and they're not often kept. I actually love New Year's resolutions and I take them kind of seriously. So I'll just share one. And, you know, it's really nothing to do with Dooley, just my personal, you know, I have 8 grandkids and I'm always wondering, how can I actually make an impact on their lives in a positive way without irritating my kids, their parents, you know? And it's actually kind of complicated, I think, but it's something I want to be better at and understand. And so I've been talking to my kids about, you know, how I can be helpful to them. And so anyway, that's a goal for me, to be deliberate, thoughtful about that this year, and hopefully, you know, for many years to come. At Dooley, we're going to continue to, and you know, you and I have talked about this, but continue to invest. I think we have, it's a new day, new opportunities, whether it's Medicare Advantage, whether it's, you know, new clinical models, whether it's doubling down on creating an unrivaled patient experience, whether it's purpose-driven growth or just having great outcomes and making social impact. All those things remain important, but we're going to need new investments, new capabilities, new thinking to actually pull these things off. So, and one thing is, I think, very exciting is developing a very intentional strategic playbook that brings all these things together, and then communicating it widely is something that we're going to do. So I think people should get excited about that and stay tuned. There's going to be a lot of opportunities to talk about how we kind of pull this all off. And then to your last question, I think I really hope that people walk around and say, okay, is this helping humans flourish? Am I helping humans flourish? Are we challenging the expected? Are we kind of doing everything the same? Are we sort of walking past things that have been irritating us forever, but we just don't kind of feel like mixing things up because it feels hard or no one's listening to me? I'm asking us all to say, if it's not helping humans flourish, if we're not challenging the expected, then let's say something, let's do something, let's challenge ourselves to not go another 20 years without significant innovation. And I'm not saying we haven't done anything in the last 20 years, because clearly we have. But I think the pace of innovation, the pace of change needs to get a lot faster. And so I think the only way we're going to do that is all 7,000 of us now, and more actually with South Bend and Quincy, how can we come together and really make this helping humans flourish purpose real? So that would be my ask.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Language matters, that's for sure. And language followed by action, indeed, in a purposeful way, is powerful force for good for ourselves and healthcare and the people we serve. So I want to thank you for being my inaugural guest on podcast. That was on a list of things that I wanted to get going this year. And I want to use this mechanism to continue to educate and inspire our team members and learn from each other. So if anybody has any thoughts or ideas, I hope that you're willing to send us a note. Already have several new guests. We have a brand new outpatient acute care cardiac center in Lyle that we're going to interview the inspirational founding physician on that soon. And we have a couple of other guests planned. So I hope you find this informative, interesting, and inspiring. Many thanks. Thanks, Steve, for taking the time to be with us. Have a great day.